The Neuropathic Pain Toolkit for UK and Canada.
Originated and co-written by Pete Moore and Keith Meldrum.
Narrated by Melissa Clements and Bob Dobson.
Introduction.
The Neuropathic Pain Toolkit for UK and Canada. Make self-managing your pain your first choice and not the last resort.
Pete Moore is the author and originator of the Pain Toolkit. He has back pain, asthma, prostate cancer, and osteoarthritis, and put these tools together with the help of friends, family, and healthcare professionals. Keith Meldrum, who is from Canada, lives with neuropathic pain and co-authored this Pain Toolkit with Pete. The 12 Pain Toolkit Tools. Tool 1.
Acceptance and willingness.
Tool 2.
Get involved, building a support team.
Tool 3.
Pacing.
Tool 4.
Learn to prioritise and plan out your days.
Tool 5.
Setting goals and action plans.
Tool 6.
Being patient with yourself.
Tool 7.
Learn relaxation skills.
Tool 8.
Stretching and exercise.
Tool 9.
Keep a diary and track your progress.
Tool 10.
Have a setback plan.
Tool 11.
Teamwork.
Tool 12.
Keeping it up and being resilient.
A message from Pete Moore, the author.
A persistent pain problem can be difficult to understand and manage on an everyday basis. But like most people, I struggled to manage my pain back in the early 1990s. I was lucky to get myself on a pain management program, which gave me the information, but more importantly, it gave me the confidence to manage my pain myself. Since 1997, I haven't had the need to take any pain medication, simply because I still use the information from the program. Is it easy? Well, it's like most things, you have to work at it. Look, I'm not an academic guy, but I know if I can do it, then I know others can as well. The Pain Toolkit is a simple informational booklet that could provide you with some handy tips and skills to support you along the way to manage your pain. It's not meant to be the last word in pain self-management, but a handy guide to help you get started. All you need to do is to be willing to read it and take on board some of the suggestions. Good luck!
Living with Neuropathic Pain by Keith Meldrum.
Persistent or long-term neuropathic pain presents challenges that are different from other forms of persistent pain, known as nociceptive and nociplastic pain. The most important distinction is that with neuropathic pain, there is an underlying damage to a person's nervous system. Neuropathic pain is defined as pain caused by a lesion or disease of the somatosensory nervous system. The somatosensory nervous system is a network of neurons that help people recognize objects, discriminate textures, generate sensory motor feedback, and exchange social cues. What this means from the perspective of day-to-day life is that neuropathic pain is always present. It may modulate in intensity throughout the day, but the pain remains. Neuropathic pain is often best described as burning, shooting, stabbing, tingling, numbness, pins and needles, or hot and cold. Some common effects of neuropathic pain include allodynia or hyperalgesia. Allodynia is a pain that is evoked by a stimulus that is not usually painful, such as a feather or clothing against someone's skin. Hyperalgesia is an increased response to pain that already exists. These feelings are constant, daily, inescapable, and underscore the reason why it is important to understand the complexities of persistent neuropathic pain and how best to consider, implement, and modify effective pain self-management techniques. The principles of self-management are important, but need to be considered in the context of neuropathic pain. Do any of these questions sound familiar?
Does pain stop you from doing the things you enjoy? Do you struggle to understand your pain? Do you want your pain to stop controlling you?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then this Pain Toolkit is for you.
Your three-step guide for the best use from the Pain Toolkit.
Read and show the Pain Toolkit to your circle of support, your partner, family, friends, work colleagues, and your healthcare team. Choose two or three tools that you think will make a positive
sample complete. Ready to continue?